Her first chords were somber, but eloquent. She had the courage to start quietly, as her mother had often counseled. She began her story with the pianissimo that recalled the quiet despair of the agonizing separation from her family these past 6 years. The music deepened into thunderous chords, retelling the years spent defiantly warding off the Nazi attacks. She relived her own joys and tragedies, her terrible journey to London, and her passage to adulthood. She sent her prayer across the footlights into the hearts of the people who had gathered together. The beauty of the music entered their souls, from the refugee to the barrister, from the garment worker to the RAF pilot, from the resistance hero to the dock worker, and helped to guide them through their deepest, inexpressible emotions. When enough tears had been shed in the audience, she began her final piece, and its thunderous exuberance raised the spirits of all assembled as row after row of shining eyes relived their proudest, bravest moments, their courage under the bombing, their unshakable resolve, their ultimate victory. In the tragic tolling of the bells of the Rachmaninoff prelude. Then, from its majestic progression of chords, she built a hymn of gratitude. To her parents' love, to their wise devotion, and to every mother and father who had the courage to save their child by saying goodbye.